Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text equity to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text equity to 865-865. Text the word equity to 865-865. Text equity to 865-865 now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, so when you're listening tomorrow at noon until 3, Dan and I, if we ever get all the technical details from the White House,
right,
we'll
be
there.
Come on, man, yeah. I'm getting nervous.
I told Greg this is what they do.
Yeah, this is
so it's the fourth time, tomorrow will be the fourth, that I broadcast from the White House or have been at the White House. Once was the Oval Office with President Trump. That was a biggie. No broadcast there. Once, during the Clinton years, broadcasting down the hall from the Oval Office with a giant picture 6 feet high of Hillary Rodham Clinton. And we had some of the Washington Press Corps in studio, people like that. It was pretty good. The third time, invited to the Clinton White House for the annual Christmas party and the Bush White House. So 5 times for it. So, but this one is the first broadcast radio row with a lot of guests coming by, and watch for Russ Vought tomorrow. Remember, that's a code word of tomorrow's show. Russ Vought's here. Uh-oh. I just want to see how the others interact around him. We're told this guy is a real powerhouse in the Trump administration. I hope RFK Jr.'s there, because today's going to make a lot of news at 4 o'clock. He's announcing the new red dyes out by 2026. And I get all kinds of pitches from candy makers today saying candy's different. Well, candy is going to be included in this. Now, you know what the argument's going to be. The argument is they do it because your taste buds are stimulated by the colors. And this has always been the argument. So this is a big moment. This is a really big deal. Cereals, candies, things of the like.
I don't care if my Hershey's bar is a duller brown.
Well, okay, but the people that kids and others.
I need my Nerds gummy clusters looking radioactive, Dan. I don't know what you're talking about.
The thing is, are we really valuing what our food looks like and how it makes our saliva glands, moisten over whether to keep ourselves healthy? I mean,
It's curb appeal. You have a house. Hey, come on inside. Look how good it looks here. Yeah, but I can't get through the weeds.
We just weeded. Come on.
Yeah, okay. So this is their argument. This is the argument they're going to make. And everybody says it's fine. Well, let's see what happens when the food doesn't have these dyes. Obviously, it'll be better for you, without a doubt, and your kids. And there'll be a lot of people that say, fine, I'm just going to enculturate my kids that way. But petroleum products apparently are the villain here from the preliminary stuff. But I've seen some of the candy companies, at least the ones that pitch me, saying, why is candy included in this? You know, what's the big deal about that? Well, candy's one of the worst offenders as far as gumdrops and things of that nature. The colors, that's how they get them to pop. Will they be duller? Yes, they will be. Are they going to be more healthful? Yes, maybe substantially. So finally, now, does he have the power to do that? We'll see. I think he's got a lot of powers here. It's unclear how many companies have bought into this, have not bought into this. But to me, this is what he was put in there to do, where I'd like to see him stay in this lane, get all this done. That would be big. The criticism of Pete Hegseth is, and I think this is another ridiculous thing, because of all the turmoil there, they're going slow. And this may bother Trump. One of Trump's great accomplishments, I know he's sitting there thinking, wait a minute, Israel has the Iron Dome. Why don't we have the Iron Dome? This goes all the way back to Ronald Reagan with Star Wars. And I think that's exactly right. It's unclear whether we could take down, say, North Korea launched a missile. Would we have the ability to take it down with the Patriot missile and all that versus the Iron Dome? I was in Israel when they took down a lot of Scuds and others, which are easier. But this would be a tremendous achievement for any American president like President Trump if they could come up with a system that would shoot down enemy missiles. And we're not at a point now where the Russians are going to say, well, this is all out. We got to then gear up for war, because if you can have an Iron Dome, then we can't hit you. I don't think we're in that atmosphere anymore. And the argument is that somehow or another, President Trump will be upset about this. And it's going slow. I don't think any of that is going to take out Pete Hegseth. All right, now, Dan's in Jersey. So if you want it so bad before May 7th, Jersey is giving out emergency real ID appointments. From the information I have at NJ.com, they say that they're very limited already. The program will be offered starting April 24th, tomorrow, to a limited number of customers who meet certain criteria. Eligible customers will be serviced at a special appointment to obtain real ID once they complete the screening process and meet all eligibility requirements. If you want to take a domestic flight in 14 days for urgent or life or death reasons. Now, Henry is an aficionado, as I am, for Seinfeld, and you remember Morty. The guy wasn't a doctor yet, trying to get him to scribble something on there. And I think George also wanted some kind of note to get a cheaper fare on the airlines. So are we supposed to believe in a place like Jersey that the Real ID emergency issuance request portal will be run fair and square starting tomorrow? They say you need a death certificate, statement from a mortuary, or a letter from a hospital on the facility's letterhead. Now, I want the cost is $80 if you have to fly, I guess, in the next 14 days or so. The hardest motor vehicles appointment to get is to upgrade a standard license or ID card to a real ID. By 9:30 a.m., only one appointment was left open for Monday. And this was written, I guess this was written this morning. Yeah. No, this was on Monday. So for the first Monday, even that's gone. How's that possible? Well, it's, you know, it's like these people were inside this, so they're jamming up the system. To Dan's point, are people going to sell it? Will there be a black market? And why are we going through all this? Well, we're going through it, arguably, to stop terrorists, to stop people that are here illegally, and yet we let them into the country. We don't want to, and Mr. Garcia is being, these Democrats are fans of the real ID. I'm not. I think it's ridiculous. The best advice we got from Stacey Garrity and me, the Treasury Secretary is, if you're not going to be flying in the very near future or have to go to a federal facility, then wait and or get a passport. Now, that could be more costly, but the passport is your ticket to not have to deal with this. I don't know if runs on passport centers. They're usually kind of slow, but it's not like this. This is ferocious. Now, the question is, why has Governor Shapiro then not had more hours in Pennsylvania? Why don't we hear? I have not seen any article about real ID emergency appointments in Pennsylvania. If it is, we'll tell you about it, but I don't know about it. So I wonder today, how many of you have taken the advice? You've given up on this. You're not going to go after it. You're not going to let them put you through the hoops. You're going to consider the other alternatives. Henry has a passport. I'll be getting one for the trip to Sicily. Dan, you don't have a passport. So
no, I do. I have a passport. I didn't realize that could be used as a substitute for
sure.
This.
It's gold. Yeah, the passport's better than the real ID. Well, I'm not sure who would say that.
I saw real ID the other day. They don't look any different.
So no, I'd it's got the raised seal. That's it.
Does
all
it?
This, yeah, that's it. It's got a little thing on there. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
What a joke.
So have you given up on this? Have you taken the advice? Or are you still plotting and planning to go through this misery? And why? If we were serious about deporting people, stopping them from coming in, well, we're serious about that, then, they're not going to give you an extension this time. I'm convinced of that.
You think this is it?
Yeah, I mean, this is that we've done it.
Like me and
Maisie
are both banking on another extension.
We've
had the discussion of scheduling an appointment. We're like, nah, they'll extend
it again.
Passport?
Yeah.
Okay. This time around, I think not. One of the reasons, strangely, Kristi Noem and the Trump administration's on it. I wish they were not. I think it's ludicrous. I think it's putting people through hoops. Let's just go and round up people that shouldn't be here. But the argument is this will stop them from flying and causing mayhem, et cetera. And again, are they going to get into federal facilities if they shouldn't be? I don't think so. But the flying part, really? This is how we're going to stop them? I just see this. Too much government, that's one thing. Too many hoops for people. No accommodation by Josh Shapiro here in Pennsylvania. And corruption in New Jersey. I bet people are selling those appointments. Oh, yeah, somebody died. Morty died. Lawyers, I know Phil Murphy, in Jersey. We're not supposed to believe these guys are not offering all kinds of things.
I like to think there's some sort of like Ticketmaster scenario
where
people
exactly.
have like bots
right.
buying up all the slots and then selling it on the
all
third
the
party
slots,
market.
All the slots, to that point, seem to be gone already in most of these. I don't know when you're going to find one by May 7th. But Pennsylvania didn't even offer this. All right, so 855-839-1210. You get in. I'm looking on my Twitter, and several people talk about, one said he broke down crying when he heard about Kurt Cobain. Wow.
Huh.
Yeah. So maybe when you were younger, I'm trying to think. When Ronald Reagan passed, you may remember, but we pretty much knew it was coming at some point. We had rumor of it. It was a whole week in talk radio dedicated, most radio stations in the country, to Ronald Reagan. And that's an American who endeared at least to a large number of Americans second to none. So these things can be very emotional. With the Pope, it was just shocking that one minute he's out there in the Pope-mobile, then he passes. But this was long expected. The biggest two, in my memory here, the most recent, that people were really upset was Jerry Blavitt. Here at the station, we talked a lot about it. And then the shock when Frank Rizzo died, it was incredible. The funeral procession, the stuff that went on in the city with Rizzo was unbelievable. But Blavitt was shocking because nobody had a sense of anything imminent there until the last day right before, and we had Bob Kelly on.
The cover of a fitness magazine like a year prior.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he was still dancing. I saw him down at the Golden Nugget and stuff like that.
Six-pack, like an eight-pack of abs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was still on his bike, the whole thing. Yeah. All right, so it's
so I've been over here doing some research, digging on Appointment Trader. So you talked about a potential secondary market for real IDs. And I just wanted to see some restaurants here in Philadelphia, and I found one. That you ever hear of High Street Philadelphia?
I've heard of it. I don't know anything about it.
A new trendy-ish restaurant that's going on.
Okay.
How much do you think they're charging on the secondhand market for a Sunday reservation there?
Oh, my God. $100.
$800.
Oh, my.
This is just for, not even for the meal, just for the reservation.
You know, I'm a capitalist, but maybe this is God telling you have too much money if you're doing that. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
There's no bacon, egg, and cheese worth that much.
Correction, that's a Saturday night.
Saturday night.
The Sunday's only $200.
And this is here in Philadelphia. It's not even New York. God knows what it's like to get in
there. Right?
Wow. So for this, this could be thousands. This could be all kinds of skullduggery, corruption in Jersey.
Ooh, Fiorilla?
Yes.
$800.
To just get a reservation?
Yeah, and there's articles about this because it's very controversial because you have scalpers out there trying. What they do is right when they release new reservations, they'll call and book everything and then just put it up on this website and charge boatloads of money for this.
I don't know. Maybe you can check this. Check, is it still there even in Margate? Cookie and Steve's. There's a day, and it'll come up when you Google, in which they would release their reservations for the entire summer. And people either phone it for the entire summer.
Oh.
We ate there once, and it was great. And
yeah,
I know
there.
Them.
It's
is
on
it?
There, yeah.
Oh, how much is it
so
there?
So when do you want to book? In June, July?
Let's say July 3rd or July 4th.
Oh, July 3rd is only $135 right now.
Oh, my God.
But $240 if you want to go the July 25th for some reason, yeah.
Now, this is booking all the way out into the summer. We're here in April sitting here.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I mean, it's... But I forget the day they release it.
I would hate to be working that day. Just the phone rings off the hook.
No, it's quite an operation.
Memorial
Great
Day
place.
Is $280.
Oh, my God. Let's hope Ro's not listening. Oh, we haven't been there in a while. Yeah, let's...
You can buy a reservation.
There you go. Ray, Ro, get that reservation. Only $280. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to you, Alan West here at 2 o'clock, the White House tomorrow. Coming up, I will give you some of the things that the Army is now doing in their physical fitness. I think it's much better. And I'm not sure how far you have to throw a medicine ball over your head and why they were doing that. That's the one they took out. But I'd love to do that at Mulligan's. I think I could throw medicine ball. Henry, you think you could throw it 20 feet over your head, don't you think? How about 30?
Straight up or just back?
Yeah, you just got to stand there and throw it back.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
20 seems reasonable.
Who's the catcher?
Nobody.
Bro, there's no catcher.
No,
you can't just let a medicine ball bounce down the street and
take
I imagine
there's
like a bar up there that you're trying to throw it over, like a strongman competition.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then
but who's
no one
catching the ball?
There's no one catching the ball. Why does someone have to catch the ball?
Because it's going to bounce away into a vehicle.
It's a medicine ball.
It's a medicine ball.
What, are we doing this in a parking lot?
No,
where else are you going to do it at Mulligan's?
No,
oh,
we
Mulligan's.
Have a street.
Oh.
We have a street.
Right, we still have vehicles on the street that we got to protect.
Arctic Avenue is where we did it last time.
I don't want to have Odyssey front the bill for a vehicle repair.
Okay, we'll have to clear that out. All right. Have an ambulance there, too. 855-839-1210. You can get on board right now.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Johnny Cash, very underrated, just for the record. Tremendously underrated. The guy had style beyond belief. 855-839-1210.
Seems like you. I take a lot of cues, style cues from Johnny Cash over there.
Yeah, and
Me too, all the black that we
Steve
wear.
Steve Jobs, yes. Yeah. It's a very depressing look here. Sorry about that. We have to get the pastels out, Ro.
But we're both always ready for a funeral.
So are you wearing the green suit to the White House tomorrow? But because the stock market's up, which is green, and that could be a precursor. It might be a funny bit.
Oh, is that the way to, yeah?
Yeah,
should I do it? Should I spin it that way?
Yeah, that's how you can spin it.
I went and made sure that the gray suit is all good
okay.
to go.
All right.
But I was thinking, Dom, you said you wear the purple tie. What color shirt are you wearing under the purple tie?
It's just an off-color shirt. It's not white.
And you're wearing a gray suit with it?
The pinstripe, of course.
Okay, I was thinking of doing a gray suit with a purple shirt and then a black tie, so we kind of match a little
bit. All right,
they've
got the memo. Henry should be wearing a gray sport coat back here.
All right, so we got to delve into this, though, because I was standing there last night. I apologize. Are you guys undershirt wearers under your shirts?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Like, we're talking like tank top or like full white shirt?
It's a V-neck.
Okay.
Yeah.
You too, Henry?
If it's a white shirt, depending on the temperature, I will, but otherwise, no.
Okay, so this is where I'm at. Okay, so I was looking at the purple shirt, which is something that you're definitely going to show sweat through, and I don't wear an undershirt, and tomorrow's definitely going to be warm. It's going to be in the mid-70s.
Okay, Washington's even warmer.
So do you go with the white shirt then, which will show less sweat than the purple one?
No, you just wear...
You just show up sweaty to the White House?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, you're working press.
Are we lugging things over there? Is that
I got a Pelican box I got to carry.
Okay.
Is that heavy?
It's kind of heavy.
Yeah.
Does it have wheels?
No.
No, I had to bring wheels.
I don't know how much you sweat. I sweat a lot, I'd be careful.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I will be
might not be wearing the purple shirt.
I will be sweat-free tomorrow.
Well, as always, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Nothing to worry about.
Yes.
Okay.
Your pores are perfect.
So, The fitness test now for the Army. The one thing Pete Hegseth wanted to do was make sure if you're in combat, men or women, the first thing is you get the same grade. It does not matter. And this, of course, we're hearing is unfair to women. So it's 2 miles and you have 22 minutes to pass. Now, to get a good grade, you need more, but that's not overwhelming.
I fail.
Would you?
I didn't think you would, Henry.
I'm so... anti-running. It's unbelievable.
Wow, that's surprising.
I think I could do it if you really pressed me to do it.
Yeah, for something
I'd
like this,
close.
One time, the last time I ran 2 miles,
right now,
it was about 26 minutes, so I would need some work.
I walk a brisk mile every day with the dog.
All right.
And timed it, it's about 13 and a half minutes.
There you go. Well, you're pretty close. You just have to run.
You know, a light jog, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I might be able to do it.
I'm just not a runner.
This is, and we'll ask Alan West
after
about
a mile,
this.
Though, you lose a lot of your, you know, yeah.
You have to do 3 reps. Maximum, your maximum deadlift, whatever that is. I'm not sure what they require you
My
to do on that.
It's like 25 one. Pounds, so.
Oh, well, on a deadlift, that's
easy.
Yeah, that's not.
You can set your own? Come on.
10 push-ups with hand extension. I'm not sure the type of push-up they're talking about. and you have to do a sprint, a drag, carry. Now, that's related to rescuing someone that's been shot, wounded, whatever. Yeah. A sprint, drag, carry. And for some reason, I think this is an easy one. Now, I don't know how long
we
have
carrying?
To do it.
Like, how much weight?
Like a human? It just says, I don't have the weight.
Even
that's
is there like a volunteer that lays on the ground and you have to go pick them up? And throw
it
shoulder?
Didn't appear to be, but that would be the way to do it.
Yeah.
And the final is a plank. And the plank is a great exercise, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's necessarily that hard. Stay in a particular position, maybe for a long period of time. It could be.
Prove it, Dom.
How long is the plank?
They don't give any specification. This is just
YouTube.com/@12WPHD for the next 30 minutes. Okay. Dom will be planking.
I don't know about plank. 2 minutes and you start shaking like this. That's about the maximum. Okay. All right. So Alan West will be here. If you were in the military, though, particularly recently, do those seem to be overwhelming? And what Hank Seth is trying to do is make them more related to what you would actually do in combat. And let's face it, he's cracking down on this idea that women in combat should have, you know, it's all push button. No, it's not. And that they should have to do the same exact thing that men do. For some reason, though, the age part of it, the older you are, you get a bit of a break here. I think it ought to be just across the board. But this is the first time they've done this in years. These seem to be more related. And the fitness thing that the military and the RAND Corporation says, the ones that they hate it was the overhead medicine ball throw. You throw it backwards over your head with a 10-pound medicine ball. For some reason, they said that had most injuries, and people thought, why am I doing this? This is goofy. I think that has general vague strength related to that.
What do you need it for? Why are you throwing over the back of your head?
Well, it's related to picking someone up or moving against somebody if it's hand-to-hand combat. I can see
it's an easy way to pull out your back and get your
recruits
off on a bad foot.
Or it's your shoulder.
See, I did that exercise in like grade school and high school for like shot put and throwing events like that because it helps with the explosiveness part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how it affects to throwing something or carrying someone or anything like that.
It's a carrying someone that I think is legit military skill. All right, let me go to Mike in Levittown. And Mike, you're on Talk Radio 1210. What do you have today, Mike? Hi.
Good afternoon, Dom. I'm really surprised you didn't take this off the board.
Okay.
Background, this athlete was born November 18th, 1963, 4 days before JFK was assassinated, and died Juneteenth, 1986. He's widely regarded as the greatest basketball player of Maryland's history, and was drafted by the Boston Celtics in 1986 as a second pick in basketball.
Right.
And shockingly, before he ever played anything, died of a drug overdose with cocaine that day, the 19th of June, 1986.
Yeah, it was shocking. I guess the reason I didn't is my sentiment, it's sad in a way, but when you're doing cocaine in that manner that happens, not on my high scale of sympathy, was it with you?
Well, the thing that made it most amazing was he was like the clean-cut all-American boy.
Yes.
Everybody thought he's going to be this unbelievable athlete. He's going to be the next superstar in basketball, and he's a poster child for basketball.
True.
And this happens, and they say he never did anything like this before in his life. And it's just the whole thing was amazing.
I sort of believe that part. As hard as it is, he was celebrating with this. I know. Do you celebrate with cocaine? Seem to be reasonable. All right, Len Bias, thank you. Thanks very much. By the way, Nick Castellanos did not hit a home run yesterday, right?
Cost me money. Cost a lot of people money.
Did he hit
money.
Any ball to the warning track? Did he do anything
He hit one to like the right center gap. It didn't even reach the warning track.
Okay,
no.
Because history is broken.
Story.
He mustn't have got the memo that the Pope passed. He had quite a string when anything vaguely historic happened. Nick was hitting a home run.
I think I saw that the sports books collectively, because that was the biggest prop bet yesterday of anything. It was the biggest prop bet of the year, actually. I think the sports books collected $48 million just off that bet alone.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Nick, you're having a good year, but you're not history. You don't have that magical quotient. It's amazing what you can bet. Okay.
Did you see what's playing out on Twitter?
No.
It's pretty fun to follow. So it's a side question today is whose celebrity yes. death had a deep emotional right. impact on you? And Marcus Aurelius, one of our regulars who's fantastic right. over there on Twitter, said Andy Kaufman, which sure was a joke at the time, and right. a noted Twitter account of Andy Kaufman, who says he's the Andy Kaufman, says, nope, I don't do jokes, just have fun, like now. Marcus says, I knew it. And the Andy Kaufman says, 41 years and you never called, never Googled, believe the family sanctioned movie and death certificate, that's okay. You are far from alone. Dom, your take, is this the real Andy Kaufman who faked his death now on Twitter commenting on the Dom Giordano yeah, program?
41 years ago. No, probably not. You know, probably not. All right, so 855-839-1210.
When it comes to the world of Andy Kaufman, though, it does look like that this account right. is very much respected by the fans as like a parody yeah. and joke and fun, but it is a very highly regarded Andy Kaufman account. So nice to hear from your Andy Kaufman account.
All right, so this is a great side question today. We all had that experience. Some people, you just heard the last guy, Len Bias, that's not one in the universe I would have thought of, that moved you, shocked you, something like that, a passing. And, you know, it's Trump world. We're at the White House tomorrow. Day two of the Pope, not nearly as much action, because now the big thing is the next Pope and what that's going to mean, which is something substantial. Are people just relieved with Pope Francis and what went on here? Will the next Pope be consequential, a bit more conservative? And the last Pope attacking populism of all things, which is Trump. All right, you get in at 855-839-1210. Let's talk Martin for a moment. It's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. Now, that Connecticut system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind. Knowing that your family's water is pure and clean, the Martin Water Conditioning family, passionate about water. They love showing you those impurities that they take out with the test. And they'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Customer service, attention to detail, fantastic. We actually have a guy. Our guy, Dwayne, has come out. Not only did we do the water, we had the shower power increased. Rose fanatical about that. And it was remarkable what they were able to do. They recommend solutions for whatever the issue is. So you contact Martin Water Conditioning today. They'll take great care of you. Click on martinwater.com or 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, Dom to your Dano show. Hope to get on Alan Dershowitz one of these days coming up because his sparring partner, Larry David, wrote this parody for New York Times about Dinner with Hitler, satirizing Bill Maher. My God, that Bill Maher, by saying Trump laughed in private, and I've never seen him laugh in person. To be honest, I haven't seen Trump laugh in person, really, like a real laugh or whatever. So I think it was a little bit different. Here's what Scott Jennings said this is about, though. What's Larry David and the rest? What are they trying to do to Bill Maher? Is it punish him? Not really. It's about something else they want out of this. Here's Scott Jennings on CNN.
The message of this is not to, because Bill Maher, first of all, I totally agree. He's totally in the right to do it. And I loved his monologue. Even though I disagree with most everything he believes politically, he was right to do this and he was right to speak out about it. But this isn't about that dinner. It's about the next one, because this is the modern left. It's an attempt always to intimidate people into not ever doing it again. It's to silence yourselves or we'll do it for you. That's the purpose of this op-ed, so that the next comedian or the next person on the American left chooses not to speak to Donald Trump. This is all an effort to get people not to do what you just said, which is to talk to each other and our political leaders.
All right. So, yeah, and Bill Maher is acquitting himself fine with this. The argument is, well, you'd be sitting there with Hitler saying Hitler was funny. You know, Hitler's much different when you're having dinner with him. Apparently not. Hitler, by all accounts, was Hitler the entire time. I mean, it's stunning to make that comparison. Yet Al Gore, who is out of the loop completely, Al Gore is saying the same thing, that Trump is much like this. Just look at how he's handling stuff with colleges, etc. That's exactly what Hitler did. So Larry David strikes again with Bill Maher, and Maher just gets more material out of this, more of a sense of what this is all about versus what they want to make it all about. And Harvard suing Trump here is another 90-10 loser. People are not going to side with Harvard. Democrats, I'm telling you, in their strategy, et cetera, today, except for Newsom, are all saying they think they're gaining on the Garcia thing. The guy that is not only the Maryland Father of the Year. I'm going to play this every hour, though, as this continues with this, because it's so amazing to me. This big mouth union guy, Henry, here's the this is cut 14, played it at the top of the show. Union leader McGarvey, the national head of the building trades. Apparently, Garcia has a union card. He was much in demand, and he's a union brother. If you're in a union, particularly the building, we have a lot of guys, right? And I feel your pain. You tell us, how do these guys get elected? This guy, I mean, is it so bad? What's going to happen? Are you going to be kicked out of the union? Are you going to be beaten up? If you don't, they give a standing ovation to what you're going to hear, hundreds of them, at a union rally. If unions are ever going to say they're true patriots, then they got to say, get this guy out of the country. I'm tired of hearing this. That's what America is saying. Democrats are betting on a loser here. Due process arguments are not going to work on a guy like this. This is their latest. It was George Floyd. That got debunked a bit. It's the guy who stabbed the other track athlete, Carmelo Anthony, or however he says it. It's the killer of the healthcare executive. And Garcia. Garcia might be the weakest of the three in some regards, but listen to the union head.
We need to make our voices heard.
For what?
We're not red. We're not blue. We're the building trades, the backbone of America. We built a $5 billion. You want to build a $5 billion data center? Want more six-figure careers with healthcare retirement and no college debt? You don't call Elon Musk. You call us. Yeah. North America's building trades unions. And yeah, that means all of us. All of us, including our brother, smart apprentice, Kilmar Arbrega Garcia, who we demand to be returned to us and his family now. Bring him home.
All right. And again, this is not, they'll try to, you know, get away from it, union people. This is not the teachers union. It's not the SEIU. They're vaguely anti-American and crazy. We get it. These are the building trades. And for what it's worth, Henry and I are watching it. These are mainly white building trade guys here standing up and applauding. How often are we supposed to put up with this stuff before we say, you got to do something about your unions? I mean, you just have to. Don't tell us, well, we're not really like that. Patriots, real Americans. So the real American position is to be moving heaven and earth for a guy like this, at least consorting with MS-13, here illegally for years, protective orders with the wife, and God knows what else, but he's a union brother. So blank America, we're standing with him. Who in the world would want to be a... So you're saying, well, they get us more, so I don't care about anything else. Same thing here in Philadelphia. If the union told you you had to go out there and be knocking on doors, vote for Larry Krasner. This guy's even worse. And, well, might be a tie. 855-839-1210. Our brother, the head of the building trades. If this guy were in the studio, I don't think it would go more than 30 seconds. I can tell with this guy before it would just be a brawl. How does a guy like this get elected? How do union people stand the Democrat Party and stand guys like this? Is it worth it? Well, they get us better stuff, so yes, it's worth it. If I have to go along with everything that's un-American like this clown, that's what I'm going to do. I stand with them, not with Lake and Riley. By the way, two more guys were arrested in Maryland. Andy Nogo, who we've had on the show, great independent journalist, for murdering another American woman. One was arrested in the same county in Maryland where Mr. Garcia was arrested. Another was arrested out of state. Same kind of thing. How many do they have to kill, Mr. Union Big Mouth? How many of us have to have women raped, people killed? How many of us have to deal with school? Philadelphia Public Schools is out there today touting. Their enrollment is up. And yet, in Northeast Philadelphia, you have kids in Northeast Philadelphia, middle-class Northeast Philadelphia, who have to eat lunch at like 9:45 in the morning. Why? Overcrowding. Who's in overcrowding? Well, the Inquirer and others just say people that are here illegally. Why would you telling people to cheer this guy of all guys? Because you're out of control. Because they're afraid of you. Because unions have devolved to this. They can't claim America anymore. Garcia is not America. Garcia is anti-America. Garcia is all that's wrong with Democrats, progressives, and those that don't get traditional America. He's not our brother. He's a guy that broke into our house, has defiled it, and got away with it for how many years? And now he has a bunch of nutbags going off to El Salvador. That's his brethren. His brethren is not America. He's made no attempt here in America other than to do whatever he wanted. So I'm going to keep playing this because it hasn't been widely played. And it's not just any local union guy. It's the head of the building. We're the building trades. Got it, buddy? We'll do what we want. 855-839-1210. AT&T, Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. Well, spring is finally here. Great day today. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort, flexibility, powerful blend of green lipped muscle complex, UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage, promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. And right now, Rescue Glyco Plus is buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use that code RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, to double up your order for free. Again, that's R-E-L-I-E-F. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. You can also use that code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Just use the code RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F. Buy one, get one free with Rescue Glyco Plus. All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. Coming to you tomorrow, we believe, from the White House. Dan pacing back and forth, expecting.
You're going to vomit.
Well, already I have a thing. I have friends at the Heritage Foundation. We call over there. They'll put us in a suite. I broadcast from there. They put fruit out, waters, the whole thing.
Right, so you're saying there's a backup plan?
Well, I have one in my mind. I always do, you know?
I don't know. Yeah.
My first thing going into a room is, how am I getting out of there? That's always the first thing.
Are you James Bond?
Well, no, you know.
My eggs are out here.
If it's enough already, bro, can we go now? You know, that kind of thing. What's the easiest?
So to take people behind the scenes, when you book these events, and I've done them so many times. I've been doing this for 10-plus years now, going to these big events or going to when we're invited. The thing that finally quells my anxiety is when you finally get that email with the arrival instructions.
Right.
We have not received the arrival instructions. I just want to show up outside the gate and say, open sesame. We've been going back and forth with the team nonstop. I just need arrival instructions, please.
All right.
Once I get those, Dom, I will be very happy and excited.
Sure, they're finalizing everything here. Okay. The helicopter was out. I was hoping to land somewhere there. We couldn't do it.
That's what I'm saying, man. We want to land on the South Lawn.
Yeah. So Dan has a suitable vehicle, apparently, so that would be good. We haven't discussed driving, so you'll drive the whole way, huh? Well, that's unusual.
Yeah.
One or two feet.
One foot. I've never done this before. And back, too.
Yeah, and you're driving to my path. At this point, though, I don't know if you were listening to the Dawn show, but she was starting to get some sniffles, and she said it was allergies.
Right.
I don't know, man. I'm starting to cough over here.
Italian flu.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, there we go. All right, now that we're complete.
If Dom's sick next week, y'all can blame me.
Okay.
Yeah.
God. All right. We may need Henry to tag in. Emergency plan, Henry. I told you it's in the contract here.
Sports from 12 to 3.
All right. 855-839-1210. You get in. Let's go to Joe in Hatboro and Joe waiting on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe. Afternoon.
How are you, Dom? Good afternoon. Great show as usual.
Thank you, Joe.
I wanted to talk about that real ID and had a question. If you don't have a real ID or have a passport to preclude you from getting into a federal building, should you be called in for federal jury duty? Or what if you get called in for an audit to the IRS? You can't go into a federal building, right? Wouldn't that preclude you from,
can you imagine?
From doing either one of those things?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. You owe them millions of dollars. Your Honor, I couldn't make it in. I don't have the ID to get in there. I think they'll bring you in with a guard or something. You know what I mean, Joe? I don't know that.
They would make a special provision. Right. That auditor would send a letter down saying, allow this person to come up. And which goes to show you that they can do the same thing if you needed to get onto a plane. You shouldn't have to get all this hoopla. But the other question I also had about real ID, if it's racist to require ID for voting, isn't this real ID a racist idea? Think of all the old people and minorities that won't be able to get ID now.
Well, I have to call Joe Sestak on this, my sparring partner, and ask him what he thinks. Joe, who's the person whose death passing
Frank
move
Rizzo. Frank Rizzo. I was about 24 years old.
Yeah, right.
I was so excited when he was running against Ed Rendell. He would have creamed Ed Rendell without a doubt in my mind. And I had a big, huge wooden sign on my front lawn, Rizzo with the skyline in the background. And when he passed away and I was talking to some friends later that night, my friend says, geez, you sound like, you know, it was a family member or something. You're so upset. And I said, yeah, I said I was. I mean, he was just a great guy. I only met him once. Months prior to that, right, at a fundraiser, and was just blown away. You know him well. What a big man he was. He was even bigger in person. And that affected me because I really believe in my heart that he would have definitely won the mayor again.
Thank you. I had the opportunity. There were 8 candidates for mayor in Northeast Philadelphia. Charlie Cooper, if he's still around, got me this. There were 1,000 people in the audience, and I was the moderator for a debate. It was with both sides somehow or another.
Ooh.
And I could tell Rizzo was not good condition. He was wheezing, walking across. I didn't think, though, and not too long after, he just took a heart attack. Jody Del Barber, our great friend, his secretary there in the office in Center City, and I think he was dead just at that point. Massive coronary. So it was shocking. And the turnout for people for Rizzo was second to none. To this day, when we play Martin Borman, it's the funniest stuff imaginable. Of Rizzo saying, you know, I'll put my dog inside, then I'll fight all three of you. Bring the cameraman over here. Nobody like him. The only character close to that, Joey Vento.
You're going to have a hell of a story on that one.
There you go. Jim, I'm up against the clock here. We'll take a shorter break, but they called in on the unions. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'm a Teamster, and we always try to support each other. They are, you know, the other Teamsters are my brother, but where we kind of draw the line or are able to draw the line is criminal activity. We don't have to support somebody that's breaking the law.
So what do you make of the building trades, Jim? They're the most patriotic that I know. What the hell are they? That's the national president.
Yeah. I can't speak for him. I can say our national president with the Teamsters, they always support Democrats.
Right.
And we voted this year as Teamsters. They took a poll of us, and he basically said he wasn't supporting anyone because
he couldn't
say out loud that we all wanted to support Trump.
Gotcha. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, some unions that way. The great Colonel Alan B. West is next. Ask him about Pete Hegseth and the Army fitness test here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.